Okay, first, we filed the case today under certificate of urgency, and we asked for several declaratory orders and a conservatory order. Now, the declaratory orders that we have put in the petition seeks to declare that the Salaries and Remuneration Commission is the constitutionally mandated institution that can set salaries for public officers and state officers in Kenya. And among other conservatory orders that we have asked for, that nobody should enforce the salary demand that the MPs have awarded themselves irregularly and against the Constitution. The court heard us today under certificate of urgency and granted one of the orders. The orders is that no institution should award any money, any enhanced salary to the members of parliament. And the institutions that we have named in our petition as respondents, first is the National Assembly, secondly is the Parliamentary Service Commission, thirdly is the Speaker of the National Assembly, fourthly is the Attorney General of the Republic of Kenya, and fifthly is the Salaries and Remuneration Commission, and lastly, the Control of Budget. So the order that we got today is directed at all those six respondents, stopping them from awarding any salary increase that the MPs are demanding. Tomorrow, the matter will be mentioned for the purposes of giving directions on how the case will be heard.
What prompted this action from the Law Society of Kenya, and what do you expect the court ruling to be, albeit possibly restraining the members of parliament from getting their increased pay?
Okay, I cannot talk much about it because I'm the one who has sworn the affidavit in the case. Technically, I'm the one who is bringing the case on behalf of the Law Society of Kenya. But what has made the Law Society take this is because of our statutory mandate. The Law Society of Kenya is a statutory organization created by the law, Chapter 18 of the Laws of Kenya. And one of its mandates under Section 4 of that law is to assist and protect the public in all matters touching on the law and ancillary to the legislation. Under that mandate, we decided in public interest to institute this petition after the MPs had purported by a motion in Parliament to annul the Gazette notices that had been issued by the Salaries and Remuneration Commission with respect to their salaries.
Did you take this case to court on behalf of the people of Kenya following their reaction of displeasure to the MPs deciding to award themselves salary increments?
Exactly. We took this case as the Law Society of Kenya on behalf of the people of Kenya.
But the MPs are saying that what most people don't know is that they are required to pay taxes just like everybody else, which it didn't happen in previous parliament. So the increase is just without the taxes, and that the increase will help them pay the taxes as usual. What do you say to that?
That is a very strange argument, because anyway, everybody is supposed to pay tax. Even if you earn 10,000 Kenya shilling, you are supposed to pay tax. These are people who are earning over half a million in salaries. If you are half a million Kenya shilling, and if you add other allowances, they are actually taking home with them over a million. Yet, they want to increase their basic salary. And they're not talking about the allowances, which if it's added to that salary, they are taking over a million Kenya shillings.